Remember last week? It was such a very short time ago, but yet so very long ago, especially when you consider the Big 12 Conference. Stability, unity, just kumbaya, but yet today, Texas and OU officially say they want to get into the SEC, starting at the latest in 2025. And we're joined by Eben Novy-Williams from Sportico to look at this from a national perspective. Eben, I think the question is, why now? What's behind this? And there is definitely a time of change that we're in for college athletics. The name, image, and likeness rules getting adopted earlier this month. Is this move by Texas and OU related to that?
Yeah, it's a good question, John. I do think they're related, and here's the reason why. We saw over the past maybe 18 months, the NCAA kind of drag its feet on NIL, and then kind of right as July 1st came around, Mark Emmert more or less threw his hands up and said, look, maybe the result here is that conferences end up playing a bigger role in legislation, in setting out rules, than the NCAA does kind of writ large across its divisions. And I think that the minute he said that, everyone at the top tier of college sports saw that and said, okay, this makes conferences now the nexus of power. They are now the power centers, more so than they were already under the autonomous model that came in 4 or 5 years ago. So yes, I think they're related in that the NCAA essentially giving up on trying to create any kind of division-wide rules for NIL has made it very clear that in the future, and whether that's 2 years from now or 10 years from now, conferences like the SEC and the Big Ten are going to be the ones making the rules, going to be the ones enforcing the rules. And if that's true, this idea of super conferences becomes much more alluring for everybody who has a right to be in one.
Obviously, Texas and OU feel like they are a couple of the top 10 overall athletic programs probably in the nation. So that's why they want to centralize into the SEC.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. The SEC is, and the Big Ten have over the past couple of years absolutely separated themselves from a power and a money and a prestige standpoint. If you think about just the money that these conferences pay out, OU and Texas were each getting, I think it's about $35 million. Once the new SEC deals kick in, each of those SEC schools is going to get $66 million in its share, right? So the money, even between the Big 12 and the SEC, is a massive gap difference. And Texas and OU, as you said, they're two of the most well-known, biggest fan bases, national brands. I think they realize that, you know, they don't want to miss the boat, as we saw a couple schools do 10 years ago when the last round of realignment happened. They don't want to miss the boat. And if indeed, you know, we look forward in 10 years and the Big Ten and the SEC are the places where all the big brands are in college sports, they wanted to make sure that they had a chance to get in there. So this is a money thing, and it's also a media thing for sure.
Realistically, with the remainder of the Big 12, are we really just heading for a Power Four conferences and those eight schools try to get into one of the other four power conferences? Or is there any hope of a reload for the Big 12 as you look at it from a national perspective?
I think both are possibilities. I saw a report today that the Texas Tech had reached out to the Pac-12 just to see, just gauge some interest on both sides. I certainly would not want to be an AD or a president in one of the leftover eight members of the Pac-12 once OU and Texas leave. I could certainly see a world where they kind of try to hoover up a bunch of teams out west, like your BYUs and your San Diego States out of the Mountain West. I could see a world where the American, which has always wanted to be a Power Five conference, maybe tries to poach some Big 12 members. I mentioned the media there. The kingmaker here, as you know, John, is ESPN. They are the dominant force, not just in media, but in business and sponsorship across college sports. They are a partner in the Longhorn Network. They're a partner in the SEC Network. They're a partner in the ACC Network. They do so much of the conference-wide stuff. They are going to be the ones that in some ways make these decisions. They're going to help the SEC financially absorb Oklahoma and Texas. They're a partner with the American as well. I think if the Big 12 is going to continue and to re-expand in the wake of losing these two kind of principal schools, ESPN is going to be right there with them. So in some ways, you know, we're seeing a shift of power to conferences. I would argue that we're also seeing kind of the full heft and might of what ESPN controls in the college sports landscape.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!